Well, this might sound familiar to you. You're walking along looking like a penguin, maybe, because you're on ice. And even with all that focus and concentration, you might be down on the ground before you know what happened. Well, those falls, they can look funny sometimes, but they can really hurt and often put you off your feet for a while. Larry Mueller here. Our guest today, physical therapist Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody from the University of Wisconsin. Bill's an associate professor in the UW School of Medicine Public Health, and also a physical therapist at the Spine Center Physical Therapy Clinic at UW Hospitals and Clinics. And Bill, great to see you.
Great to be back, Larry. Thank you.
And Lori Tyne Brody, physical therapist, athletic trainer with the UW Sports Medicine and Spine Center. She's also the graduate program director for the Rocky Mountain University of Health Professions in Provo, Utah.
Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you.
And it's balmy today.
Yeah,
it feels
it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
For the moment.
Apparently not for long, though. Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to get cold.
Well, you know, it's going. They said it was going to rain again and then snow. How many times has that happened this year? Because you get that rain and then it freezes and then it snows on top of it and you don't know there's ice. We have a no shortage of falls on our patient rosters and our staff.
our staff are dropping like flies.
We had two staff down now from falls, so it's you know, we're not immune to it either. So, careful.
And it's usually sprained knee, ankle, butt,
fractured. Yep, wrist,
forearm.
Oh, wrist.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And shoulder. If you fall backward, then there's mm-hmm. potential head injury as well. And.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, tailbone.
And you said that walking like a penguin is really not that far off. You know, when you're suspicious of ice, short steps, smaller steps, widen your base of support a little bit and go slowly.
Go very slow.
And sometimes it makes more sense to walk in the snow where you know what the surface is like than it is on the pavement where you can't see the black ice or that very thin sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Or you can be like my kids yesterday who found big sheets of ice, and instead of getting out sleds, they went and they just slid on them and on their bellies until one of them hit his tooth. And
Who needs toys?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Oh, well, how do you know? By the way, I should let people know, if you have a question or comment, you can join in. If you have an ache, a pain, a sprain, or a strain, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you, of course. And I'm wondering about, you know, when is it time to go in? You fall, take a fall. Is there some point you say, okay, I guess I better go in?
Well, obviously, you know, acutely, if you can't
move. If there's
move,
a bone protruding,
if there's a
from,
bone
your
protruding from the skin, that would be the first sign that you shouldn't self-manage that injury. You know, but short of that, you know, if you fall on your hand and you can't move your fingers, if you have numbness and tingling, if there's an obvious deformity, you know, those are the clear-cut ones. You know, and thereafter, if you can move everything, if you have full sensation, you know, you put ice on it, you can wait a day and see mm-hmm. how it feels. But if you're feeling, you know, pain all the way up into your neck, because if you fall on that, you know, it can sustain an injury all the way up to your neck. You know, that's the time to go in. If you fall and you hurt your leg and you're unable to bear weight on it, you need to go in.
Yeah. And we've had lots of people call over the years with falls, and one of the questions I always have, if they don't offer it, is why did you fall? And besides mm-hmm. ice and tripping over things, some people fall due to blood pressure problems. It could be due to a medication.
Oh.
And so if somebody calls and they were lightheaded or blacked out, they need to contact their physician. If they start falling, you know, more than once and really can't get a good explanation as to why they fell, then it's good to go and see their physician. Because there are some conditions where balance exercises and strength and coordination can help prevent falls. But sometimes it's medication or, you know, disorder, disease-related that needs to be addressed by a physician.
Well, Betty in Eau Claire has a question for you, too, so I'm going to turn to her. Betty, hi. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have had shin splints, at least that's what they were, it was diagnosed as, for 8 or 9 months. And I was going to water aerobics almost daily, and I decided that perhaps that was what was causing it. So I stopped doing that, and then I don't know. It comes and goes. Is there anything to do to prevent, or at least to help it get better?
Oh, just a couple questions, Betty. How long had you been going to water aerobics before this pain started?
Probably 3 or 4 years.
Okay, and then it just started? There was no change in your program or your activity level or what you were doing in the class?
No, but the thing that I did realize was that it started more in the spring, and I think that's when I started gardening and started stepping down hard on the shovel.
Okay.
Because my right leg has been the worst.
Okay. And where in your shin does it hurt?
On the sort of the front to more to the outside from maybe like 3 inches below my knee down to my ankle.
Shin splints is what we call one of those garbage can terms for any kind of shin pain. The classic shin splints is an insertional tendonitis or sometimes a small fracture to the bone that's farther down your leg. It tends to be...
I did have the doctor did x-ray, and so there were no fractures.
Okay.
Good.
But the classic is pain on the inside, more to the inside of your shin, and about 3 or 4 finger widths above your ankle, but on the inside, and not rating up to your knee. So the question is, what's going on in your leg? Because it's not garden variety shin splints. It's affecting both of your legs?
Yes, the right more than the left.
And does it have any kind of change throughout the course of the day?
Well, many times I don't feel anything during the day, but when I lie down at night to go to sleep, it wakes me up because it hurts so much.
Yeah, and that's unusual for, you know, the stress fracture or even compartment syndrome, where you have more pain with the activity. But have you seen your physician over the last 8 or 9 months besides the x-rays and thinking stress fractures, thinking more of your primary care physician or family physician?
Yes, I did. I saw him. The first time I saw him, he didn't have any clue, and the second time I went back and I said, I really think I have bone cancer or something. This thing is so painful.
Right.
And that's when he did the x-ray and said he thought it was shin splints with no fracture.
Okay. All right. Well, again, it's unusual. It'd be easier to say if it really was only when you were stepping on the shovel or you were walking, because then you could talk about footwear, you could talk about foot and ankle biomechanics and maybe orthotics. I think we worry about a vascular condition, maybe something dietary, or something neurologic. And so having a good neurological screen, a vascular screen, you know, checking for pulses and skin temperature and what the skin looks like, and just make sure there's nothing, none of those things going on. They've ruled out the bone cancer with the x-ray. And if those things are negative, then I would go see a physical therapist and have them evaluate you from a muscle length and strength standpoint and balance standpoint and then see if they can come up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you see your physician, I would just make it clear that it's killing you at night, that it's not so bad during the day, but that nighttime is the worst time, and make sure that they understand it's in both legs. That may lead them to do some different things in the exam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Bill's right. If it was a classic mechanical or musculoskeletal problem, it would typically hurt during activity. While you were active, it would not bother you the most at night. So that's kind of the symptom that really needs to be relayed to your physician to look for some of the cause of that pain.
Good luck. Thank you very much for calling, Betty. Appreciate your call. Been having a good time conversing here with our guests, Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody, and hearing their valuable physical therapy advice, and we'll get back to that conversation. But first, we need to take a few minutes to ask for your support of the programs that you enjoy. Listeners help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're in our winter membership drive. And one of the really fit people I know, Judith Sears Poisson, joins me, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org to call 888 888- 202-2552 right now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs you count on. We've got, as normal, we have goals.
We always have goals, even not during Pledge Drive. Yeah. We have goals. Well, last hour, the goal was 60 pledges, and we heard from 44 listeners. So thank you so much for those pledges during the Kathleen Dunn Show. Now our goal is to get 70 pledges. Meeting this goal helps make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money we need to pay for the programs you rely on. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm wondering how many times you've been listening to the Ideas Network. Network and you maybe heard something that stopped you in your tracks, something that was really interesting. We strive every day for programs that kind of open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. And this kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know you give to WPR to support the programs. And as an added incentive, we have something really great for you today. You can get a solar pedometer when you give $120. That breaks down to $10 a month. You know, I've been wearing the pedometer. It's really accurate.
I've got it on,
yeah,
too.
We both have it on. And it's really accurate. I've been counting steps and looking down, and it's exactly what I counted. It's really great. There are all kinds of ways that you can set it to customize it. You know, I've been wearing it just walking around. Maybe I should wear it when I'm playing soccer tonight. I wonder how many steps I get there.
Oh, definitely. I would reset it.
I'll reset it. I get a lot of exercise when I'm playing with the FC Ninja Raptors United. So, so say that three times fast. So it's a great pedometer, and you can get it yourself. $120 pledge, $10 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Solar powered, and it looks cool, too.
It's cute. There are pictures actually up on the Facebook page.
Yeah. There's a nice green. I love the color. Wisconsin Public Radio, of course, a great source of information about the nation, the world, Wisconsin. I hope you value WPR for the lifelong learning it brings to your life. You learn something new here every day, year after year.
And this continuing education is possible only because of support from listeners just like you. Like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So invest in your education at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I get out to do a lot of speaking, and one of the things I run into when I'm speaking is listeners who are there. One of the first things they always say is, I'm a donor, I give. And they say it with pride and a sense of, I think, in a way, shared purpose. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm in this with you.
And if you ask one of our donors why they give, I'm guessing they'll tell you it just feels better to listen to WPR after you've given. It's that great buzz you feel when you know you're part of making something good happen. So help make great radio happen and enjoy that buzz. Your caffeine buzz is probably wearing off about now, so get the pledge buzz now. It starts with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 8,000 individuals and families are sustaining members of Wisconsin Public Radio. Setting up a monthly gift to WPR is simple, but your sustaining membership is a big deal. Your generosity benefits everyone who listens to WPR. That's more than 200,000 people every day. On behalf of those listeners and the staff of WPR, thank you.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your gift is $5 a month, or maybe it's $10, or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get that great solar pedometer for your pledge of $120 or more. That breaks down to just $10 a month.
We have, let's see, what have we got? We've got lots of questions to think about when you donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. Not too many, a few anyway. What's it worth to you? How much do you listen over the course of a week or a month or a year? How much do you pay a month for things like cable or movies?
And at WPR, you get to choose how much you give. Any contribution makes you a member. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
So we are looking for 70 pledges.
We are, and we can do it.
Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It supports the programs that you count on.
And don't forget to ask for that styly solar pedometer. I almost said thermometer. Pedometer with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And please think about becoming a sustainer when you make your pledge. Your sustaining membership, it automatically renews every year, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Jim Ali from Lake Geneva says, we enjoy so many of your talk shows with interesting topics. Thanks for your dedication. Well, thank you, Jim Ali, for your dedication. And join Jim Ali in pledging your support to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please help us out right now. You know, all that talking, we still have 70
come.
To go.
It'll come.
They'll come. In the meantime, I'm really glad that Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody are with us to talk with you about, aches and pains, sprains and strains. I know Ron in Wisconsin Dells has a question. Like me, he has some leg pain, I believe. Ron, hi, thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm a 74-year-old male, and a year ago in December, I had this, all of a sudden came on in the middle of the night, a pain running down my right leg, and the pain would stop if I'd get out of bed and walked. And at the time, there was a dull pain in my right hip, and at times I had to go upstairs one step at a time, favoring the right leg, which is 2 centimeters less in circumference as measured by an orthopedic surgeon in Rhinelander, who ordered an EMG, NCV, an electric shock thing, and an MRI of my hip, and the shock thing showed there may have been some back incident at some point in my life, but the MRI was normal. My right leg is a half inch shorter, and the shoe size is a half inch size less, and I still get this pain like 3 or 4 nights a week. There's nothing that seems to explain it, and I'm kind of wanting to know what it might be and if there's any exercise that I should be taking.
Yeah, Ron, I'm glad you called. Years a long time to put up with this. Do you not have the pain during the day at all outside of just the dull ache in your hip?
And it usually comes on at 3 or 4 in the morning. It never, hardly ever is any earlier than that.
Okay.
And it feels like it's sometimes it'll run all the way down to my, to my leg, usually it's stays in the calf.
Okay.
It feels like it's a nerve thing, you know.
Right, that's kind of what it sounds like. Do you have any numbness or tingling?
Normally?
Over the last year. I mean, do you have any tingling in the foot or leg or numbness in your leg or foot?
I wouldn't say I have tingling, no.
Okay. All right. And then this atrophy or loss of muscle bulk, has that just happened?
No, it's been that way all my life.
Okay. All right. And it sounds like that goes along with the leg length discrepancy as well.
Right.
So you mentioned the MRI for the hip. Has anybody examined your back?
No, I don't have, back pain. I exercise a lot and run a lot, but it doesn't seem to aggravate it if I've had a long run. It either comes or doesn't come.
Right. Well, the pattern of symptoms that you describe, it sounds you can have problems in your low back area without any low back symptoms or very minor low back symptoms and primarily leg complaints. It sounds like they've cleared out your hip. And the MRI, and you've had the nerve testing. You mentioned that there might be some nerve involvement. I know it's hard to tell how new that may be, but I think it's time somebody looked at your back and examined your back, and there's different special tests that can be done by a physical therapist, and maybe imaging is needed in your lumbar spine. But in terms of exercises, until you figure out where this is coming from, You know, I hate to give you an exercise. It could be the wrong body part. But I think they need to move up a little bit into the lumbar area and check that area out for you. That's where I would start, Ron.
And that's not an unusual presentation of symptoms where your pain comes on in the middle of the night, because during the day you're very active and moving, and your back is sort of lubricated and flexible. But then when you're stationary at night, that's when the pain creeps up because you're not moving anymore.
Hmm.
So it wouldn't be unusual for a primary back problem to show itself during the night.
And it doesn't sound at all to you like something like restless leg or...
Well,
no. Okay.
You know, but because that's certainly, we've had callers that has what it sounded like, and it kills them at night. But what Ron's describing here, it sounds more like, I think he's right, it is kind of nerve-related, and I would really look at that lumbar spine. There's piriformis syndrome in deep in the buttock area where the sciatic nerve can get irritated or compressed there, but... You know, the MRI of the hip, I would think it would have picked up something with if that was the case.
And it sounded like he was having a lot of pain, and restless leg tends to be uncomfortable.
But not really
painful.
But
not like sharp painful. It tends to be both sides.
Yeah.
He's only got the one side.
Right.
Good luck, Ron. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Maya in Lone Rock. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I just want to mention, too, before I get into my... malady here, that I am a sustaining member.
Good!
Woohoo! Thank you, Maya.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I listen almost every day at some point in the day. So
perfect.
Thank you, Maya.
I'm calling because I have had for months now pain in the lower right ribs, and I've ruled out, or they've ruled out, things that might occur like gallbladder or liver problems. What they're saying now is they think it's costochondritis. And so I wondered, what can I do to make myself feel better with costochondritis? It's very uncomfortable for twisting and bending and turning, or even when I'm on my feet for a long period of time.
Lori, what is that?
Well, it's an inflammation. The itis is a sign of an inflammation, and costo means rib, and chondro is your joint. So it's where the rib typically meets the sternum. There's little joints there. They're little synovial joints, just like you have all over your body, and it's an inflammation of that. So, you know, typically the first step is figuring out why it started in the first place. It doesn't usually just show up randomly, but usually you've been involved in an activity that required a lot of rotation or trunk movement. Was there something like that in your history, Maya?
No, but one thing is the pain is not where it meets the sternum. It's toward the back of the rib.
The back of the rib in your...
Meaning like almost on my side, and, you know, it's... Because I think of the sternum as being running.
It is
right.
That's
down.
Your breastbone, and that is where traditional costochondritis occurs, because it is at the joint. So maybe they're just using that term generically, but costochondritis occurs at the sternum.
Okay.
So it's at your side. Is it between your ribs, or is it on your rib itself?
It's on the rib itself. Like when you press on the rib, it hurts.
Okay, and do you know what started it? Any idea?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I have gone through treatment for breast cancer in 2011 and had quite a few different surgeries, but that was on my left side. And I did have pain of my upper ribs at that point after the surgeries, and the surgeon said, oh, I think it's costochondritis. This recent diagnosis of costochondritis was after I had seen a GI doctor. And they had poked around and said, oh, we don't think it's, you know, anything to do with your GI tract. We think it's costochondritis. So,
And does it hurt to breathe?
It's not hurt, but uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Mary, what I would do is given your extensive history of issues and surgeries in your flank and your torso that have affected your rib cage, I would recommend you see a physical therapist, particularly one that specializes in perhaps women's health. and have them evaluate you, because you could have some asymmetries now in your rib cage that would respond to a mobilization. You may need some deep tissue work, because there are little muscles that go from one rib to another, and they're accessory breathing muscles, and you may have some scarring there from some of your treatments or surgeries that would require some deep tissue massage. So I would recommend you see a physical therapist and figure out what the underlying cause of the rib problem is, and they can better direct your treatment.
Yeah. Would you think it would be appropriate to ask for an MRI just to rule out any mets to the ribs?
Well, I think that's one of the questions I had for you. So have you talked to any of your physicians? Like, could this be related to the surgery that you had, the original diagnosis? I mean, and you need to be comfortable that this is not a return of the breast cancer. Have you seen a physician and had that discussion?
Well, no, because we've been concentrating on the gallbladder for months now.
Yeah.
Now we finally ruled that out.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would recommend doing that as well. You know, a physical therapist can help you from if there's scar tissue and your posture. Mm-hmm. But I would think even just for a peace of mind on your part, you know, maybe just, you know, give whoever's following you for the breast cancer history, they just give that office a call and describe what you're experiencing and what testing you've had done.
Yeah.
And maybe get some direction from them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the suggestion.
Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We have an opportunity for you to join in. 1-800-642-1234, the number to call. I'm Larry Mueller with Judith Sears Poisson here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you listening in here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody, our physical therapists, who come by once a month to talk with us about what's going on in the aches and pains area. Great to have them along. Certainly you can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. We're offering a great solar-powered pedometer today as a thank you gift for pledges of $120 or more. And I've got mine on, and I know that Judith Sears Poisson has her pedometer on. How many steps should we take a day?
I would say 10,000.
10,000 is the target, 10,000. Right? I mean, that sounds like you're walking around the world, but you know, it's amazing when you're on your feet and you're doing things, how quickly that can add up.
Yep. If you have a job where you move around and stuff, or then you get home and you're chasing after kids or walking the dog or whatever it is, you'd be surprised how many steps you take.
Wow.
Or sometimes surprised at how many steps you still need to take. Because I've had a day or two like that where I took a look and thought, 6,000 steps. Well, where are the other 4,000? I need to get out.
I need to get on the treadmill.
Need to get out and do something. And Judith Sears Poisson, who's in great shape, she's always doing something. She joins us, and she will tell you that you can count on WPR Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you, and WPR counts on you to help keep those discussions on the air. So we hope you'll make a gift right now. Any amount at WPR.org, excuse me, that's WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552. Judith's still looking for a bunch of pledges.
We are. We're still looking for 68 pledges, which we haven't gotten too far on our 70 pledge goal. So we are counting on you. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
From 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we take a break from the politics and some of the late breaking news. We focus more on advice kinds of shows, the outdoors. We talk about interesting things going on at the university or in the state. We talk health issues like we are today, finances, and you know, here we are, physical therapy advice today.
And there's a not-so-secret ingredient to this winning recipe, and that's listener support. That's your support. You make the program possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can be the first on your block with a solar pedometer as a thank you gift from Wisconsin Public Radio, for your pledge of $120. That's $10 a month or more. Your pledge is going to help support the programs, and you will enjoy this very cool gadget. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I've been finding myself taking the stairs a little more often, taking an extra lap around just to add up those steps. So it's a good incentive. Just having it on your hip is a really good incentive. And we want you to, while you're taking those extra steps, think about how often you tune into Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's every day. Maybe it's several times a day. Maybe you're waking up to it, listening on your way to or from work, or maybe over the lunch hour with Larry. And then maybe there's some more on the weekends.
It's an important part of your life. Your day would probably be different, worse, if you couldn't catch your favorite program. So make a contribution to keep this station that you rely on strong at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Join our most recent caller, Maya, in becoming a sustaining member. They're truly giving the gift that keeps on giving. As a sustainer, your membership will never expire.
That's because the monthly deductions from your bank account or maybe the charges on your credit or debit card will automatically renew every year. And to thank you for your automatically renewing membership, you will be automatically also entered into our prizes, our statewide drawings, our stationwide drawings, and sweepstakes. So it's a win-win. Give the gift that keeps on giving by becoming a sustainer with a monthly gift in whatever amount, right for you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson, asking for your support of the WPR programs you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift. Maybe it was $10 or $30 a month. Whatever the amount's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 67 more pledges. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And remember that solar pedometer, and we do have that up on...
Yep, it's up on the Facebook page. You can see a picture of the display and the solar panel and me modeling it.
It's yours for a pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah. And, you know, we ask that you make a contribution. We also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Some give $5 a month, some give $100 or more.
And I hope you'll ask for that solar pedometer with your pledge. $10 a month, WPR.org, or at 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, remember, consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews each year, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's easy to set up. It's a great way to make a lasting impact. And if you do that at $10 a month, you can choose that great solar pedometer. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
So donate right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lynette and Scott from La Crosse say that they're new to the area, but they realize that public radio is a constant in their life. So no matter where they are, they're proud to support the great service.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, Lynette and Scott. And you can join them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And listen in as we visit with Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody, who are doing a wonderful job, as they always do, physical therapists And they come by every single month. And have, how long have you been doing this? Do you remember?
Ooh, a long
time.
It's
over 15 years.
Yeah. Over 15 years?
Yeah. It was before Research Park was built. We were still over in the old building.
Yes, so in the Whole Foods building, for those who have been around a long time.
Yeah. So at least 160, 170 shows.
Yeah.
I would think about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
And probably more than that.
Yeah.
That's
I think Bill has kept track of most of them. Do you still keep a file with all of them?
I do. I have a file with all my little...
His notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
It's a lot of steps over that time.
Well, Doris in Waukesha has a question. By the way, if you want to join in, the number is 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. We'll get you on pretty quick. Doris in Waukesha, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I have a unique problem, and I always get strange things, and doctors don't know what to do with me. This one is I have fibromyalgia, and so I have various things at various times, and then along with that is arthritis. But the tender spots, the 22 tender spots for fibromyalgia start at the neck and go down. Above, under the ears, on the neck, that is one of the tender spots. And I've had that, and I know what it is. It's fibromyalgia. But now I have tender spots above the ear on the crown of my head. And then it goes lower. And then it goes up again. And it comes and it goes. And then it kind of goes to the left side of the temple. And I have like a dull headache. And it's just kind of a nuisance, and it's wearing me out. And when it gets bad, I was going to go to the chiropractor today, and he does the TENS unit and the ultrasound, and I'm better. So I have never heard of this before, that it goes higher in your head, the fibromyalgia tender spots. Do you know anything about that? I know physical therapy, whatever they do, because it does radiate down the left side of my neck, too. And... anything that is done does help, but have you ever heard anything like that?
Hmm.
Well, everyone has their own presentation, typically, of myofascial pain, and people who have fibromyalgia often have headaches as well. So it could be just a manifestation of that, and you're feeling some tension headaches, and the area around your temples, there are muscles there, you know, that cover your head and control your head movements at the base of your skull, et cetera. So they could be trigger points in some of those muscles as well. There are also therapists who specialize in a kind of treatment called craniosacral, where they actually work with the different sutures in your head, and sometimes that kind of hands-on therapy can give people who have head pain some relief. So those are some of the ideas. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's true fibromyalgia, you'd be hard pressed to say exactly what it is.
It travels and it manifests itself.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Well, I had this starting in the summer, and I didn't know it, but I had finally had a Holter monitor on, mm-hmm. and I had the EKG and the stress test. The mm-hmm. Holter monitor showed it was blood pressure. So I'm thinking all along this summer, mm-hmm. this was from blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That was high and low, so it's tachycardia. It was 189 over 116, and when I found that out, and they found it out, I thought, oh, that's going to make it go away with the blood pressure, with the heart pills.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't.
Yeah.
Well, you just continue to keep in touch with your primary care physician about it. You know, it sounds like they're monitoring you from a medical perspective, and they've dealt with the cardiorespiratory issues. But let them know that the headaches are continuing, and there may be other tests or examinations that they want to do to rule out some other possibilities.
Yeah, and Doris, I don't know if anybody has taken a look at your temporomandibular joints or your jaw joints. I don't think they would account for all the areas that you described where these tender spots are, but there could be dental issues, jaw joint issues that can result in some of the tender areas, especially in muscle that you described. So if nobody's taken a look at that joint, whether you see the chiropractor or your physician, have somebody screen that too. And the fact that it doesn't necessarily fit the classic 22 spots doesn't mean it's not fibromyalgia. I mean, those are not the only tender spots that people have with fibromyalgia. So, you know, it could be linked to that, too.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Bill Boys, not Larry Time Brody, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. Thanks for listening in on the Ideas Network as we talk aches, pains, sprains, and strains with our guest Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody from the UW. They are both physical therapists and do a wonderful job. They've been doing it for years and years here on the show. So I'm really happy to have them here and happy to have you listening in. And Tom in Waukesha, thank you for calling. Hi, what can we do for you?
Well, I have a question. Both of my feet, the top of my feet, are very sensitive to the touch, and they also feel like they're what do I want to call it? Stiff.
Not pliable.
Not pliable, right? It's almost like they're frozen.
Okay.
If that is any help. It feels like I stubbed my foot one time and I broke my toe and didn't even know it.
Oh, wow.
How long has it been going on, Tom?
Well, the numbness and the stiffness, quite a while. It's just something I ignore.
When you say quite a while, is that weeks or months or years?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay. And do you have any other medical conditions, diabetes, heart disease?
No heart disease. I have had knee surgery a couple times, back surgery a couple times. But this was, the foot part is like, if you're in bed, it, the top of your feet are very sensitive to the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Or even to my own touch of them.
Yeah.
Hmm. And the sensitivity, did it start relative time-wise to one of your back surgeries or to any other medical issue?
No. The surgeries happened years ago, and this has just happened a year and a half ago or so.
Okay, and you have no idea why it started?
No.
Okay. When you have that kind of sensitivity, one of the things we think of is a condition called chronic regional pain syndrome. And that usually starts, however, after an injury or a surgery or some kind of accident. It doesn't usually come on
spontaneously.
Thanks for that word, Larry. Mm-hmm. Spontaneously. The stiffness, you know, that could sound sounds a little bit arthritic. And that's why I asked you if you had any other medical issues, diabetes, no history of diabetes?
No diabetes. I do have what doctors called years ago fasciculations.
Okay.
That's where the nerves are rumbling rampant in your legs.
Okay. And have you seen a physician for this problem?
No.
The tops of your feet? You know... I'd probably start with that, because if you could tell me, you know, I had this injury, I had this fall, I had this surgery, and this started after that, then I could try to make a link between those things. But for this kind of symptom to start spontaneously with no known factor that precipitated it makes you think that it's an underlying medical issue. And so I would probably start with my family physician and just say, you've had this, you've had it for a long time, and get a good examination, an overall examination, and rule out any medical cause for that stiffness and that sensitivity. And then you could see a physical therapist thereafter once they've cleared you from that perspective.
And good luck. I hope you hope things work out for you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Tom, for calling. And thank you for listening in. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson joining us, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm really glad you're listening in today because we have some needs. We rely on listener contributions to pay for all the programs you enjoy here on the Ideas Network. And during this winter membership drive, we're asking you to take action by becoming a contributor to WPR. Every gift helps support the programs you rely on. So I hope you'll make yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you depend on. We are still looking for 58 more pledges. We've made some good progress, but we need to make a little more. Make your donation now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network with you all day long, whether you ride to work or run errands with us, or maybe you're cooking dinner with us, or you listen at home or at work. You get interesting discussions, whatever you want. Then we were listening on the way home from a trivia contest in Watertown the other night, listening in the car, and it was really a lot of fun. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donations, matter of fact. So Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support. That's why we hope you will join us at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every single pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. Think about asking for a solar pedometer as your thank you gift when you give $120. That breaks down to just $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, lots of people are getting on that solar pedometer bandwagon.
Yeah,
right? You should get on that bandwagon. I'll tell you what, wearing mine. Judith's
as
wearing hers. And we love to hear stories about how listening to WPR affects you, as a matter of fact. I know one listener said that WPR provides a full meal for my mind and my soul. I wouldn't be smart enough to come up with a nice statement like that. That's a really cool one.
Poetic.
Yeah, it's poetic. Well, another person said listening to WPR calms my mind, but also engages it.
So if those are familiar feelings to you, make a contribution now. Your contribution keeps you healthy, and it also keeps WPR healthy. Thank you in advance for your support at Wisconsin Public Radio's website, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
It just takes a couple of minutes, and in return, you'll get so much back. I might even consider a donation of $100 a month. I asked somebody about that, and actually, we got it.
Well, there you go. Your $1,200 contribution helps us bring you the talk, news, music, entertainment that you count on from WPR, and it helps make sure that our community and our state get the public radio we all want. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, you're a peach. Tell you what, you are a peach. Thank you for making your donation. And then as you listen today, thank you. I hope you'll make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether you pledge $5 or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we are still looking for 58 more pledges. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. Make your contribution. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Get on the bandwagon. Get a solar pedometer for your pledge of $120 or more. It's that's $10 a month or more.
And don't put off donating to WPR.
No.
It's easy to say, I'll do it later. But, you know, just get it out of the way. It just takes a few minutes to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, either at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You'll have the good feeling of supporting the programs you love, so don't wait. Contribute right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but we're still looking for 58 more pledges. Your gift right now skips that record forward at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It supports the programs you count on.
So ask for that solar pedometer with your pledge of $120 or more. That's 10 bucks a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, think about becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews each year. You don't have to think about it, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's super easy to set up, and it's a great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give. The important thing is that you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now's the time. Please donate now. We'll be back with our guests after a look at the news. Donate now. Great to exercise and be active, but no matter what your age, there are precautions that you need to take. A wrong turn or maybe overuse of joints and muscles can lead to those aches and pains or even worse. Larry Mueller here. So glad you could join us today on the Ideas Network, especially when we're moving from winter into warmer weather, all those activities we enjoy. Natural tendency to jump right in. But I tell you what, we can use these winter months to get our bodies ready for spring and summer. Physical therapist Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody, they can help us with that. They're here until 12:30. Happy to answer your questions when you call in at 1-800-642-1234. Be sure to visit our Facebook page. And while you're there, click like on the page, and we'll send you regular updates on upcoming show topics and links to other useful resources. And, of course, with a question, you can also email us at talk@WPR.org. Back after the news. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about aches and pains and dealing with those sprains and strains with our two guests, Lori Tyne Brody and Bill Boisenault. With the UW, Bill's with the UW School of Medicine Public Health, senior physical therapist at the Spine Center Physical Therapy Clinic. Lori is a physical therapist, athletic trainer with UW Sports Medicine and Spine Center. So it's always great to have them come by. And I'm really wanted to take a minute to let you know we've got some exciting news. The Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association is offering a very generous $1,000 challenge pledge for this half hour only. So we need to raise $1,000 in this half hour, and they will match it. So it's a challenge pledge. So I hope you'll join in with your contribution at 888-202-2552. That's the number to call, 888-202-2552. Or go to WPR.org and you can make your contribution there. That's WPR.org. These don't come along every day of the week. So this is a great opportunity. Great folks at the Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association. Very generous $1,000 challenge pledge for this half hour only. So if you haven't contributed, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And we have Len in Salem's been waiting quite a while, so let's go to Len. Len, hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, I have a concern. I'm scheduled or recommended for shoulder replacement, my left shoulder, because I don't have any cartilage left. But I have two questions. One, there is some activity going on now with replacement of cartilage. I think a system called Regenex or injecting something in there. Or the other question is, if I do go with the shoulder surgery, I'm concerned about the intensity of the rehab. I understand it's pretty intense. Can you speak to that as well?
Sure. You know, the cartilage replacement surgeries are pretty well studied at the knee, and therefore fairly small focal isolated lesions. Global, you know, resurfacing of actual articular cartilage. That kind of research and clinical application is still in its infancy. So if your physician is recommending a shoulder replacement, that's probably the route I would go. And, you know, sort of the rule of thumb is when the bad days are winning, that's time to have it done. So you are correct that the rehab after any joint replacement, whether it is a hip, a knee, or a shoulder, is fairly intense. And that is because they want you to regain as much motion and function as possible after the surgery. They want you to feel better after your surgery than you did prior to your surgery. If you come out of your surgery and you have insufficient motion, that will produce pain, and then you'll kind of be back where you were before your surgery. So the purpose in really pushing the rehab is to give you appropriate expectations after your surgery, so you don't go in and say, okay, I'm going to have this done, and then I'm done, because that's just the first step. So, you know, if you've been living in pain, if you've been through therapy before, which you probably have because you have a degenerative shoulder, I would expect you've been in therapy at some point in time, you know, it's going to be pretty much the same, that you want to get your motion back so that you have a functional range of motion. You want to get your strength back in the muscles around your shoulder girdle so that you have a functional arm. Otherwise, you're kind of wasting your time and money in having the surgery done in the first place. Does that make sense?
I'm 84, but I'm usually pretty active.
Yeah.
And I compare it to putting a new transmission in an old car. If I want to keep doing volunteer work and stuff, I should probably proceed with it.
Yeah. It's really an elective procedure, and you should let your surgeon know the kinds of things that you want to be able to do and get a realistic read on what of those things you'll be able to do.
Yeah.
Because you will have some limitations with a shoulder replacement after surgery. You won't have as much motion as you do in a normal shoulder, and there will be some restrictions. So be real clear about what it is you want to be able to do so you can have a frank conversation with the surgeon to make sure that you're going to be able to do what you want to do and that it's worth having the surgery.
Yeah, good luck.
And then, you know, Lynn, if you have the surgery, then you go to physical therapy, expressing the same goals clearly with the physical therapist will also help, so they can, there is more of a standard protocol postoperatively, but, you know, you bring in what your specific goals are and needs are, then the therapist can make sure they're working with you in that direction too.
Yeah.
Does this mean my volleyball days are over?
Oh, no. But no diving.
Somebody has to set.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Len. Appreciate the call. Dan called in and said that we were talking with a woman who had fibromyalgia, and he was treated for fibromyalgia and had that and treated for many years. There were things that weren't working out, just as our earlier caller. And they discovered him with sleep apnea, and that was the underlying cause of quite a few of his symptoms. Not all, but quite a few. So if she hasn't been checked for that, she probably ought to be.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with people who have a diagnosis of something like fibromyalgia, is that there tends to be a tendency to dismiss symptoms as fibromyalgia, right, particularly if there's symptoms that are hard to fit into any other pattern. Then they say, well, it's probably that. So Dan's absolutely correct that you should rule out other medical conditions first. And I think that's what we recommended that she do.
Yes.
She see her physician and rule out other medical causes of that pain and then see what's left.
Yeah. And sleep apnea might be one certainly to bring up with a physician.
Mm-hmm.
Mary in Milwaukee would like to know if you're familiar with Schroth yoga for the treatment of scoliosis, and if so, your thoughts about it. It was offered in Milwaukee by Spinal Dynamics, and it's Schroth, S-C-H-R-O-T-H.
Yeah, there's a variety of different yoga techniques, and I'm not specifically familiar with that one. Are you, Bill, with Schroth?
Yeah, and I could be wrong. I'm not sure it's necessarily a type of yoga. They may include some yoga in it. You know, I believe we had a speaker at one of our state conferences mm-hmm. about this. I mean, it takes a lot of commitment, both in the therapy and exercising at home. There's a lot of stretching, a lot of strengthening. Again, working on muscle imbalances. But I'm not aware of research that has compared it to other methods. But I think it's more of a method as opposed to a classic
okay.
yoga.
Okay. So the bottom line is, if you have scoliosis, it is probably a chronic condition, probably had it for years, and what you do is learn how to manage it. And you find an exercise program that works to maintain your spinal mobility, to maintain your strength, to maintain your hip mobility, and all that. And if this yoga class is doing that for Mary, then fantastic. Go ahead and do that. And if she's going to classes in a place that sort of specializes in spine issues, then they should be aware of what the indications, contraindications, and precautions are, and she should follow those and listen to her body.
Julie emailed us. It's good to be able to get through some of our emails and such. She was diagnosed with epicondylitis just recently. She's in pain again because of overuse this weekend. Will she be able to bowl next Friday for a charity event? And what the heck is epicondylitis?
Well, it's tennis elbow.
Oh.
It's probably lateral epicondylitis, most likely, if it bothers her when she bowls. Will she be able to bowl? Well, sure, she'll be able to bowl, but it'll hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, this weekend she overdid it, and now it hurts. Well, you know, you can ice it, take some ibuprofen, get a wrist splint, and it'll feel a little better, and she'll go bowl in the charity event, and then it'll hurt again. But I would recommend that she get in and see a physical therapist and get on a good rehabilitation program for this. Otherwise, she's going to continue with this yo-yo thing back and forth every time she goes and does something, whether it's gardening this spring or a home project, or she's doing a lot of keyboarding or writing or bowling. It sounds like she loves to bowl. It will continue to bother her, and it will progress, because things like opening doors, carrying the milk jug, all those things will eventually start to bother her, and it'll hurt all the time. So she needs to get into physical therapy.
We had a question from Sue as well. Sue emailed us from Waukesha. She says, I have self-diagnosed myself with plantar fasciitis. My husband claims it will go mm-hmm. away. He mm-hmm. had it in the past. Mm-hmm. I disagree. Who is right? And then what else can I do instead of getting the pricey inserts?
Well, I don't know if I want to get in the middle of that domestic tangle.
Right.
But typically, for most people, it does not go away, particularly if they're on their feet all day. So, you know, the key is to figure out why you got it in the first place and deal with that. So if you're walking around at Disney World in sandals for 3 days and that's why it came on, you know, then we still need to treat it. So you can get inserts. You don't have to get $500 inserts, but you can get $40 inserts. That will probably help. And there's a number of places and different types of inserts that can help. Also some plantar fascia-specific stretching. And really the best way is to go in and see a physical therapist and have your posture examined to look at you from hip to foot. Particularly if you're having problems in one foot and not the other, because most activities are bilateral. If you're having problems in one foot, we want to figure out why. Is there a leg length difference? Is there something in how she stands or moves that places more pressure on one foot that needs to be dealt with? And then there are a number of different interventions. There's, you know, rolling a tennis ball underneath your foot. There's changes in shoe wear. There's arch supports. There's night splints. A variety of different things that can help her to get rid of this. But typically, the people who wait around to see if it'll go away, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Most people can get better if they figure out why it started in the first place, and then don't wait too long to go in before it becomes truly a chronic problem.
We have, you know, spring is still a little ways off, but it can't hurt to get in shape for spring activities. Are you guys recommend anything for getting ready physically for spring activities?
Hmm. Well, it depends upon the activities you're getting back to, but starting that activity earlier at a lower level is a good way. So if you're going to be doing gardening, you're probably going to be squatting, bending, lifting. So you can start doing things like squatting exercises at home, some bending, stretching, some going up and down the stairs, you know, carrying a wash basket or whatever. So certainly if you're going to be running, then a walk-jog program, etc.
Yeah, transitioning. And if, you know, the first nice day and people are gardening, you know, we've had this conversation over the years is, you know, don't spend 6 or 8 hours that first day out there. You know, you can spend, you know, half hour, 45 minutes of one activity, stop, go do something else, then come back and do a second bout of that first activity. And it's just kind of a little bit of cross training, kind of that principle when you take on something like spring gardening.
Bill Boisenault and Lori Tyne Brody, our guests today, as we talk with getting ready for spring just this past minute, but also about dealing with those aches and pains and sprains and strains. And you know, there are some people that can be a real pain in the neck, but one person who is never a pain in the neck is Judith Sears Poisson, who just joined us from Wisconsin Public Radio.
I was
membership
sweating there for a second.
Well, more than ever. I always have to think about how am I going to reintroduce her into the show. We know, as you're listening to me introduce her, you know that we rely on Wisconsin Public Radio and the Ideas Network for intelligent discussions. And more than ever, we rely on the money you give us to keep that talk on the air. So your gift today, any amount, helps the fund the important discussions you count on. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And it's so exciting that we have this dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,000 in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because for every dollar you give, Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association will donate an additional dollar. It's their way of encouraging you to support WPR. Double the impact of your pledge right now by giving at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We only have 10 more minutes to meet that.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Bill and Lori and hearing their valuable physical therapy advice. Now take a few minutes to make this program and all those other programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And during this program, you can get this great solar pedometer. When you make a contribution of $120, that's $10 a month, your donation supports the programs you count on. And you can also get this great thank you gift. So pledge now. Help us make that challenge. Pick up that great solar pedometer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One listener made a donation and then said, well, we could live without WPR, but we wouldn't want to. And maybe you feel the same way, that listening to WPR makes your life better.
Whether it's keeping up with international news, enjoying classical music, the laughs you get from the weekend shows, or the really fascinating discussions on the Ideas Network, dare I say, on the Larry Mueller Show, mm-hmm. You can always find something great to listen to. Because WPR makes your life better, help pay for it. Help keep it going. Your pledge of support right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I want you to remember that we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,000 in effect right now offered by the Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association, a great group. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. Maybe you just give $1,000 and we can just get this over with right away. That'd be all right.
We can just sing to you for the rest of the
half. Yeah, so take advantage of this match. Make your gift go even further. For Wisconsin Public Radio programs, right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm guessing that you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. You know how important it is to you. Now consider that you want it to be there for the next generation.
If you want them to have the same quality news, information, music, and entertainment that's nourished you, well, your pledge of support today helps us now, and it's a building block for a stable future.
Invest in quality radio for yourself and for the next generation coming up. Make your pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support. And maybe your gift is $5 or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're only $230 towards our $1,000 match. I know. We really don't want to leave this generous grant on the table, so please call now.
Yeah.
We really need your help to meet this $1,000 dollar-for-dollar grant. You can listen to WPR every day for years, and you'll never get a bill in the mail. We don't count how many minutes you listen. There's no little meter that's keeping track.
No, we use the honor system is what we use. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening that you do.
And remember, you decide how much WPR is worth to you and what fits in your budget, whether it's a dollar or two a week or a dollar a day, you decide. But the important thing is that then you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we're getting down to the last few minutes of the program. We really need to make our $1,000 challenge here. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We were talking about paying it forward for the next generation, and Colleen from Poinette says, we often listen to WPR as a family. Our school-age daughters ask us to replay Larry's program on the weekend.
Woo!
Thank you for your great topics and hard work. Well, thank you, Colleen. That's the kind of feedback that just warms our heart. And don't forget, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,000 in effect right now. We've only gotten $260 on the way to that, so lots of room to get your pledge in to make that challenge. We don't want to leave that generous challenge from Wisconsin Physical Therapy Association on the table. It's their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your pledge right now. We only have about 5 minutes left. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might think about giving a dollar a day. Maybe that's the right amount for you for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening, about 30 bucks a month. When you think about it, dollar a day, that's a pretty good value.
Exactly. And any way you do it will make it convenient for you. Make your pledge, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, pledge now. Ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to this program and to WPR at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We still need a little over $700 to make our $1,000 challenge grant. Really, these are challenges. If we don't make the match, we don't get the money. So please help us make that match. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for that solar pedometer with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're moving along here.
Yep, and Dorothy from Madison pledged and said, I love the practical advice I get by listening to WPR on too many issues to list. You are my go-to station. Well, if we are your go-to station, show your support right now. Help us make this challenge grant up to $1,000. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Going down, we still have a couple hundred dollars to go to make that goal. And only a couple minutes to go. And we have to leave. We have to go off the air here in about 15 seconds. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't contributed, now's the time to do it at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. Thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We really, really appreciate it.
Pledge now.